Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, parental guidance is essential when listening to this show because we are freaking out of our minds. Welcome to WFSO Aftermath.
Baby, don't cry.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of WSSO Aftermath. I am your fantabulous host, Hazel. Trow is busy at work and should be home. WSSO Aftermath. It's kind of weird having my sidekick not with us because when he's not here, I forget, believe it or not, that Monday Night Raw is on TV. So I end up missing it. I remember normally at like 9:45 once I'm done with the day. Those of you who don't know, it's pretty busy and hectic in our home most of the time. So much going on. There's two kids in the house. Plus we've got WFSL stuff, Matters Memory stuff going on, homework, dinner, showers, getting ready for bed and everything. And then when I'm here by myself doing it all, by the time I manage to actually sit down, it's like 9:30 and I'm looking at Raw thinking like, oh, crap. So I normally end up watching it with AJ the following day, when, especially when he's working. I do know that a lot of people aren't particularly impressed right now with the storyline with Evolution forming again. But, you know, sometimes the best storylines are ones that they can dig up from the past and, you know, redevelop and revamp it. Obviously, you know, right now, this is proving to be a good one because they managed to do what WWE set out to do, and that's make Daniel Bryan larger than life and make him be the new face of WWE. While we're actually speaking of Daniel Bryan, everybody here at WFSO, and I'm sure across the wrestling world, wishes to send our love and best wishes to Daniel Bryan's family. It was mentioned today by WWE that Daniel Bryan's father passed away. Our condolences are with him, with the entire family, who have obviously lost, you know, their patriarch and a wonderful man. If his son's anything to go by, you know, he is obviously a great guy, and our hearts and sympathies go out to him. It's never easy losing someone. Ooh, good old John here. As I say, it is 10:40 here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Just give a mention that on Wednesday it is actually AJ's birthday, so he will be here. Hopefully I can get him on my show so for everybody to wish him happy birthday. He is hitting 33. He's still a darling little baby. He'll be in his 30s for a while. Yeah, it makes me laugh that by the time he gets 40, I'm going to be coming up for 47. That's just scary as anything. Either way, it is his birthday. We should actually do a lot to embarrass him. I think I will post a load of photos of him all over Facebook showing how adorably cute he is. Well, was. And still is. But I hope everybody can stop by his page and wish him a very big happy birthday. That would be great. His 30th is actually, was obviously 3 years ago, him turning 30, but was the year that I actually sent him to WrestleMania in Atlanta for his 30th birthday. He had been wanting to go. I managed to get my tax return. I paid everything that needed to be paid off, got everything my son needed, got everything a home and up needed, and we were sitting there talking about it, thinking out how we could afford it. And I just said to him, get your ticket. He was like, what? I'm like, get your ticket. Happy birthday. So for his 30th birthday, he did go to Atlanta. He did go to WrestleMania. And I remember he was texting me from actual WrestleMania and totally, totally geeking out because the VIP booth was right behind him, so he saw all the legends coming in to watch WrestleMania, and see everything that was going on. And I don't know what he was more excited about, that or actually being there. But he did have a great time. I was so glad I was in a position to be able to do that for him. Because, boy, how a few, you know, years change and everything. I am hoping, as I say, I'm trying to sort out, and this is the other thing. A lot of grocery stores who do birthday cakes don't have WWE stuff for birthday cakes. I was trying to find stuff so that I could have AJ's birthday cake as a WWE one. And, nope, nothing. I could get a bunch of cupcakes with little WWE rings on and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I really want to make a big deal out of his birthday this year because for those of you who don't know, last year we were homeless. So we, you know, we were bouncing around from place to place and we were unable to celebrate his birthday properly, which made us all really sad. It broke my heart that both his birthday and Robert's birthday weren't how they should have been. And, you know, as I say, being homeless wasn't fun, but it does make you appreciate everything that you have now. So this year, we're going to make it big. We're going to do it good. Even if I have to bake him a cake myself, he will be having a wonderful birthday. So while we wait for him, I apologize. I am so exhausted. It's been such a long day. While we wait for him to get home, we are going to play another song.
She got that good, good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her for her attractive ass. And now we murderers because we kill time. I knock her lights out and she still shine. I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. But I keep her running back and forth like a soccer team. Cold as a winter day, hot as a summer's eve. Young money thieves, steal your heart with ease.
I like the way you walking if you walking my way. I'm that Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter gutter, I put her under. I see me with her, no Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, cause she know she bad. And I got a nigga, grocery
okay.
bag.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue, baby. Wanna spend it all on you, baby. My room is a G-spot, call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed fine.
Okay.
I guess it's my turn. Maybe it's time to put this pussy on your sideburns. He say I'm bad, he probably right. He pressing me like button downs on a Friday night. I'm so pretty like, be on my pedal bike. Be on my low skirt, be on my egg white. He say, Nikki, don't stop, you the bestest. And I just be coming off the top as bestest.
I love your sushi roll, hotter than wasabi. I race for your love, shake and bake, Ricky Bobby. I'm at the W, but I can't meet you in the lobby. Girl, I gotta watch my bag, cause I'm not just anybody. I seen him stand in line, just to get beside her. I let her see the accent, and let the rest surprise her. That's when we disappear, you need GPS to find her. Oh, that was your girl, I thought I recognized
okay. Ooh, baby, I be stuck in you like glue. Wanna spend it all on you, baby. My room is a G-spot, call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed
okay.
I can make your bed
said I'm caged in, I think her conscience is, she watching that oxygen, I'm watching ESPN, but when that show ends, she all on my skin, low chance, slow emotions, roller coaster, like back and forth, hold it,
hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it.
She pose like it's for posters, and I poke like I'm supposed to. Take this photo if you for me. She said, don't you ever show this. I'm too loyal and too focused to be losing and be hopeless. When I spoke this, she rejoiced it. Said your words give me open, so I closed it with your closes. I'm only loving for the moment.
She ain't got a man, but she's not alone. Miss Independent, yeah, she got her own. Hey, gorgeous, flawless. Well, that's what you are, how I see it, is how I call it. Yeah, look at how she walk. Mm-hmm, she know she bad. You do your thing, baby. I ain't even mad, and I ain't even fast. I'ma stay a while. Hold your head, Chris. I'ma take a
turn. Ooh, baby, I be sexy you like glue, baby. Wanna spend it all on you, baby. My room is a G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed wild. I can make your bed wild.
And we are back here. You see, when I do shows and everything, I won't play wrestling music all night long. That's an AJ thing. But anywho, it is, as I say, it's a Monday night. We have actually made it through to the weekend. And there were a couple of local shows over, you know, going around here in Wisconsin over the past weekend. AJ has more of those details. As I said, there's a lot of reasons why I don't follow local wrestling as much anymore, and part of that has to do with the fact that after my son passed away, my nan AJ's son passed away, we started an organization called Man in Memory, and a lot of my time is spent doing that. And I will say this, local wrestling fairs were wonderful to us in the fact that they let us, you know, go to their show, set up a table, and able to make money and to be able to fund the memory bags that we do. Well, it got to Summerfest last year, and a couple of people weren't too impressed that we got Summerfest. We worked hard to get it. We've been negotiating with them for a while, and, you know, it is what it is. Instead of saying to us, well done on getting Summerfest, but you know what, this could have been done better, that could have been done better, a couple of wrestling fed owners, one in particular, decided to slam us completely and even went as far as saying, oh, you're more interested in running your fake-ass charity for a dead fucking kid. That, to me, crossed the line. It was bang out of order, and I will not forgive the person for that. I don't care what you say about anything else that's going on in my life, but you dare start attacking my kids and you and me are going to go at it. I have no respect for that person anymore. I will never attend one of his shows anymore. In fact, I wouldn't spit on him if he was on fire on the ground. Because until you've buried a child, you need to shut the fuck up and stay out of my life. Simple as that. Those of you who know me and know what work we've been doing, my charity isn't a fake-ass charity. You know, put your money where your mouth is and actually see what I do. See what I did today. The fact that I did go donate 10 burial grounds to West Dallas Memorial Hospital. See what me and AJ do in that we've sent out over 150 proof of life certificates to families whose kids were stillborn who didn't receive a birth or death certificate. And the 300 memorial bags that have been mailed out and delivered to hospitals locally. The 500 blankets, the countless baby hats. So you want to come and say we're fake, go right ahead. And I know a lot of it stemmed from one person, and that person might as well just have a reputation of being a Milwaukee wrestling hole right now, because she seems to be working her way around the feds again. And, you know, all I can say is that there's a special place assigned for people who lie like that and who slam, you know, what we're doing and who denounce and make nasty comments about dead children. So bear in mind that, and karma will bite you in the ass, and I hope I'm around to see it, because what you guys said and did about what we, me and AJ, have worked so hard for and everything, just because you were trying to get a piece of ass, to me is disgusting. And the same with the Fed owner who, you know, was acting like his shit don't stink as well. I'm sorry, as thirsty as anything, I'm sitting here with a huge glass of milk. And I do think AJ might be home because I can hear footsteps on the stairs and the dogs are about to go crazy. But as I say, watching last week's Raw, SmackDown, and a couple of the online things on WWE Network, it was actually a really, really nice testament and tribute to Ultimate Warrior. Beautiful seeing all of the wrestlers come out and do be there for a 10-bell salute for him. And just seeing them joined for once. We're so used to the arguing and the on-stage stories and the bickering and everything. But to see all the wrestlers come out in their shirts and their face paints and the colors representing him. And I know that his wife actually released a statement thanking everybody for their support and their love, and to ignore, you know, the comments that were said by a certain Nancy Grace, who she has a space in hell next to those other people we were just talking about. But yeah, it was actually a confirmed official last Wednesday that Ultimate Warrior did die from a massive heart attack. Not from steroids, Miss Nancy Grace. It was a heart attack. Do you hear us? I think there was millions of people around the world who just wanted to shout, ha, at you for that one. So while we get our trail ready and looking lovely and delicious, as he always is because he's my chocolate muffin, we will play another song. But I suppose as AJ's, I might have to actually play a wrestling one. Oh, no, actually, we could play this for Nancy Grace because I read some things about her beginnings, and this is certainly true of her. So this is for you, Nancy Grace.
She takes my money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me. She killed me, mommy.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Well, I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke.
She killed me, mommy.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Well, I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke. Baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. For us girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? A psychic told me she have an sex arena. Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they bad to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. For 18 years, I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got LiPo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want freedom. We want freedom. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. And when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't wanna do the smoke, but he can't buy. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that Tyson. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week a surprise. So stick by his side. I know his dude's ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
I'm telling y'all, man. It's like I got a gift. I know what women are thinking at all times. I'm telling you, I know what they want. I'm
man,
telling
you. Crazy. You are crazy.
Y'all are crazy for not believing. Hold on a second. Yo. All right, well, if you pass up the liquor store, make sure you get some ice, all right? I do. Y'all don't believe me? Let's go into the party. I'll prove to y'all that I know what women are thinking.
All right, I'm with you.
Let's do it.
Luda. SG. Chris Breezy. SG. Hey.
Cause I give her what that girl's like.
I know what them girls like.
I know what
them girls,
I know what them girls
like.
I know what they feel, cause I'm breathing on their
hands
and
they
really
wanna
kill.
Luna, relax and take notes while I put you up on game. Get a sweeter connect than if I put you up on cane. But you should grab yourself a seat and a whiskey double, because the girls of the world ain't nothing but trouble. They like a little danger and might not admit it, but they on for the taste and they want us to come and get it. Plus they love a young thug that's overflowing with swag and keeps this woman all draped in new Louis Vuitton bags. Hey. The Louis Vuitton pump, yeah. Look at them walk to them. I like open toe straps, but SG talk to them.
I always watch your girls and try to bring by the grips, and yeah. I try to wear your cape because they bring in that grip tonight.
Okay.
I know what them girls, I know what them girls, I know what them girls.
Now some of them want a family, a sense of security, necklace, bracelets, and all other types of jewelry. So stop till you drop or till it makes you psychotic. Here's a triple black card, it ain't tricking if you got it. Others will stay content if you just making them laugh. Send them to the spa, get them massaged and bubble bath. So later on they can dance and throw a drink in their hand and try any and everything they never did with they man. Me! So get loose and slide off your damn garments. Show them who's the boss, they take orders from the sergeant. On your body that I'm trying to find. So in the sack, talk to me, tell me what's on your mind. And I got plenty more to learn if you've invested in me. They don't love me for who I am, but who I'm destined to be. And for that, I give you everything up under the sun. Cause in the end, all the girls just wanna have fun.
I know what them girls.
They wanna talk to you, so shut up and listen. If you can't take the heat, then get the fuck out the kitchen. Cause a ride or die man for his ride or die chick. Get that ride or die pudding for that ride or die. I say they wanna talk to you, so shut up and listen. If you can't take the heat, then get the fuck out the kitchen. Cause a ride or die man for his ride or die chick. Get that ride or die pudding for that ride or die.
I know what them girls like. I know what they feel, cause I'm breathing on their hands.
not enough time. Believe that. And if your man don't tell you every day how beautiful you are, I'm letting you know right damn now you are beautiful, baby. I love women so much I have.
Didn't see much of Raw.
And someone's smoking weed outside. Coming in through the window.
And I think another Ritter to do. But I guess we can talk about TNA didn't record on here, so I can't talk about that. But
SmackDown?
Well, yeah, I did. I did see SmackDown.
I was just saying, but when that you came in, of how nice it was, the tributes that WWE did for the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh yeah,
Hamlin. Where they did do him proud by giving him the bell salute.
Right.
But then said, like, now let's celebrate his life, and had the whole crowd cheering and all that lot. To me, that was such a nice thing. And I think, I'm sure, like, Vince McMahon, and you know, is glad that he managed to mend that fence.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
And he, you know, it was proven by, you know, the Hall of Fame and everything, and I think it was a good thing.
Yeah, I do agree.
Ultimate Warrior, you know, set the record straight, let's be perfectly honest, in regards to the DVD and all that lot. Was inducted into the Hall of Fame, appeared again on WWE, you know, all that lot, and then, boom, sadly he died and everything, but I think so many fences were mended, and he was able to see that everybody still was so crazy about him.
Exactly, so, for all the new fans, like, the people that just might need to know more about the Ultimate Warrior, get his latest DVD, and like I said, he'll explain it all.
Yeah, don't get the previous one. Ah, that tickles. Dog licked my toes.
The previous one, I did see it, and the bad thing is, it's just like most of them, not all of them, but just most of them was just talking bad about him. Probably the only person, I think, a few people that was nice, I know one was Hogan. He was nice about it.
But the problem was that there was such bad blood between WWE and Ultimate Warrior at
right.
the time, that it's like anything. If, you know, get me to do a DVD on Frankie DeFalco, imagine how well that would go down right now. You know, I ain't going to find people who've got nice things to say about it. I'm going to have every asshole out there who hates them and making comments.
I guess you probably will find, like, a lot of them. But anyways, moving on. I'm sorry. It's just like I just got home and don't know much of what's going on. But I will talk about the match with Batista and Sheamus on Friday. It was kind of what I... It's kind of what I expected with that match, but I understand why, you know, Batista went over, and I just thought that maybe, like, Sheamus can get up one or something like that. Because I know the match that they had a couple of weeks ago, like, Sheamus won by disqualification. I guess it's just like they were kind of showing Sheamus like he's a little bit weak, which I really don't, well, I really don't get, but I can understand why they did. But I'm trying to think, Paige had wrestled.
I'm actually glad that she did win it, because it does actually bring up new talent into Divas division.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think that's what is needed. And we saw on Total Divas the reason why Eve hadn't wrestled. Not Eve.
Eva,
thank you. I'm like saying, I'm thinking, that really don't sound
well,
right.
Well, you got part of it, right?
Yeah. Well, she didn't wrestle. And if you remember, we said, didn't we, when we were watching wrestling and everything, oh, she had wrestled for a bit. What happened to her? It turns out that it was from health issues. So I'm glad that she's back, because a ruptured C cyst and everything, the ovarian cyst, is very painful. It's very, very painful. And, you know what I mean? I'm just glad that she is making a recovery. But with that being said, you know, you've seen so many injuries on Total Divas and illnesses that have kept people out.
Yep.
The, you know, the only way I can describe it is they have to bring people up. They've got to have people to be able to step in, or you're going to end up with a Divas division that is like, and tonight, wrestling for the Divas Championship is AJ versus herself. And I did put out there condolences sent to Daniel Bryan, to his family, because his father passed away today.
Yeah, I just read about that on the way here. I'm like,
yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm very happy that he was, you know, his father was able to see him get married, see him get, you know, his dream of the WWE Championship and everything.
Right.
But, you know, it is sad that his father had passed away. And as I say, our best wishes are with the family and our prayers as well.
Right. And it just had to have been like an emotional month for Daniel Bryan. Like, winning.
Wedded.
Yeah, the wedding, winning the title, doing two matches, and one of the biggest events. And I think he got tombstone on the stairs by King. Just a big week for him.
Yeah.
I mean, well, not a big week, but a big month. What else? We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about, we're going to try to see about some news that's going on around the area, so we will be back.
We got to find a song first. Because we got to have a good one. Oh, yeah.
Sierra Hotel,
India,
Echo,
Lima,
Delta,
Shield.
And we're back. Let's get on to the news. And this is kind of funny because I just read this. According to PWInsider.com, Nancy Grace will be doing a pro wrestling feature on her Headline News Network show this Thursday night. RJ Brewer of Lucha Libre USA has been booked to appear on the show. So this should be interesting. If this is her trying to make everything up. Well, trying to make up for everything that she is salty.
I think she underestimated.
Right.
Everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she did as well. WWE.com has published a new article, 8 bold predictions by the time WrestleMania 31 rolls around, and below are some of the predictions. Roman Reigns will win the 2015 Royal Rumble match. John Cena will join the Wyatt family. Undertaker will retire. WWE World Heavyweight Championship will once again split into two titles. Stephanie McMahon will target the Divas Championship. That's only 5 predictions, but there could have been a few more. But the Roman Reigns one, that would be interesting
to
see.
That would be good to see.
Let's see. John Cena joined the Wyatt family. I doubt it. Undertaker will retire. Yeah, that seems true. The championship splits into two titles. Something I would want to see that happen.
And
Stephanie McMahon targets the Divas Championship. Huh, she only been a women's champion. She hasn't been a Divas champion, so maybe she would.
Sorry.
That's okay.
You know I love this movie.
Let's see. Roddy Piper and Kevin Nash in a Twitter war. I read this on Saturday and, yesterday actually. And I guess like Roddy Piper was saying that Kevin Nash cannot wrestle.
But does after seeing Magic Mike.
Of course not. It was like, oh wait. Kevin Nash did note the following on Twitter, however, he seems to put the feud to bed. Talked to Roddy Piper on the phone. Scenes are recollecting. It's not the same. Asked him to do some research with those in the room. Said okay. See, Piper did challenge Nash to appear on his podcast, and Nash accepted. So it may be seen whether or not Nash will actually appear on the show to discuss the issues between the two. Well, you know, it was more sad, but it was just, I just kind of laughed. They just like going back and forth about it. So, just one of those things is just, it's funny. That's all it is. It's funny. Let's see. Ooh. Let's go to the results of Raw. Although this will be new to me, and plus I'm going to hopefully watch it tomorrow. Number one contenders tournament for the IC title semifinals. Bad News Bears versus Sheamus and... Whoa. Bad News Barrett won.
Bad News.
Oh. 3MB and Hornswoggle versus Los Matadors and El Torito. Los Matadors and El Torito won the match.
I'm sorry. Should be
Torito. What the? Oh. Okay. They call themselves Goldust and Cody the Brotherhood. Oh, wow. So I guess they're showing the split between Cody and Goldust. That'd be interesting. The Usos did win that match, despite being attacked by Ryback and Kurt AKA Curtis Axel.
Okay, I have a question for you, actually. Speaking of the Usos.
Uh-huh.
What was your thoughts on Rikishi not showing up at his son's wedding?
I was surprised. I'm thinking, like, I don't know what type of father he was, but it just seems like...
From the sounds of things, not a very good one.
Right.
From the way he was speaking about it. Like Rikishi saying, like, he never showed up for things, but I don't think he'll show up for the wedding and all this, and he didn't.
I guess the wrestling is, like, really in his blood. Only thing I'm thinking he missed it because he probably took a gig.
Right, but it's your son's wedding.
Right.
You know what? Fuck any gig. You go to your son's wedding.
Exactly. And who would have thought, because, like, when they was out there, like, dancing with him and stuff.
Right.
You would have thought that they would have been close.
Yeah.
So, truthfully, it just seems like it was for show.
Probably was.
Which sucks. Wow.
But it's just, my whole thing is, I've lost some respect that I had for him as a man. For doing that, because I don't care what business and everything you're in, when your kid gets married, you're there.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? If you've got the money to and can afford to be there, you are there.
Mm-hmm. Or he should have been, honest about it.
Yep. If he wasn't there because he didn't approve of them two getting married, then own it. You know what I mean? If he wasn't there... Or couldn't, like, we know my parents can't make it over here for our wedding because of how expensive it is.
Right.
But we know that they would be here if they could. You know, you understand things like that. There are circumstances of money get in the way.
Right.
Totally get that. Totally, totally get that. But to just not show up, but on top of that, not say anything as to why you're not showing up.
Or didn't make the effort to call or...
That's what I'm saying. No phone call, no effort, nothing as to why you weren't there.
That money.
To me, it's shame on you for doing that. And perhaps that explains, a whole lot of... Because I know he said that his relationship was always strained with his father because his father was never there. And I think this just proves that point. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
More than just how we say, oh, Mama was there for me. Yeah, well, your mom wasn't there for you because she was working to make sure you had a roof over your head.
Mm.
But this was just really a case of he wasn't there.
And that is sad. Really sad.
Yes, it is.
Well, just... I don't know, because, he was there at the GLCW show here, a few years back, and just thinking, he seems like he got along with his kids or whatever, but, I guess not. It's like Vince McMahon, it's all about the money.
Well, you gotta at least admit this is Vince McMahon. He is very active in his kids' lives.
And his grandkids.
Yeah, they are. And, no matter what you think about this man, he does it so that he can give his kids the best.
Right. Exactly. Okay.
Come on.
What kind of show is that?
I have no clue.
Okay. Layla versus Emma. Emma won. Apparently she had a missed crow cobra. That's funny. Okay, number one contenders in the Continental Championship Tournament. Semifinals, Cesaro versus Rob Van Dam. And, oh wow, oh, Dust of Zorro would have won, but I guess not. Winner by countout is Rob Van Dam. Let's see. So we have Rob Van Dam and Banu Barrett in the finals. I don't know if they're going to have it this Friday on SmackDown or what's going to happen. I don't know. Oh, it seemed like they had two Divas matches, which is good. Asana versus Paige from the rematch from this past Friday on SmackDown. Paige won the match. Alexander Russo, whatever, versus Sin Cara. Alexander won. Oh wow, John Cena versus the whole Wyatt family, and he won by disqualification, and that was the main event. Okay, let's see more news. Oh, no, no. Okay. Dolph Ziggler was on Backstage Pass in the pre-show for Raw, and I guess he's going to be on both of them for SmackDown this week. So, I guess, are they testing his commentating skills or whatever? But, who knows? Well, let's see. What else? Okay, now they announced more matches. Oh wow, the World Heavyweight Championship Extreme Rules matches: Daniel Bryan versus Kane, steel cage match with John Cena versus Bray Wyatt, Evolution versus the Shield, of course. Paige versus Tamina Snuka for Divas title. We knew that from this past Friday. The one they added was Big E versus Bad News Bear or Rob Van Dam, whoever wins from the, it would be for the Intercontinental title. Alexander Russo versus R-Truth and Xavier Woods have been added. Oh, wow. So that was the handicap match they were talking about. Oh, that's interesting. Let's see. What else? Oh, they announced the match for this Friday. Let's see. Oh. Cesaro and Jack Swagger will face off this on Friday. Let's see, what else? Okay. No, we don't even know about that. They did mention on... Oh, okay. They did mention there's probably location for RHO for the Royal Rumble and Elimination Chamber. So, they currently want to plan holding it at Philadelphia, Pennsylvania at Wells Fargo Center on January 25th. Also, with Elimination Chamber at the FedEx Forum in Memphis, Tennessee for, of course, Elimination Chamber. So, it seems like they already got the first two pay-per-views of 2015 already set. Well, and if you want to add WrestleMania, which is going to be in San Francisco area. God, what else? Well, I guess right now they're saying it's possible, but We'll see. Hugh Jackman will be the guest star on Raw this week. Well, then again, he's from on X-Men, so who knows? Let's see. I know this Sunday will be TNA Sacrifice pay-per-view, so let me see if I can find a card on that, because, like I said, TNA didn't record or anything for me this week, so okay, I'm gonna read the update card from that. From the same level from this Friday, Eric Young versus Madness in the rematch. Willow versus Jeff Hardy and Kurt Angle versus Ethan Carter III and Rockstar Spud. Tables match: Bobby Roode versus Bully Ray. Madison Rain versus Angelina Love for the Knockouts title. Tandra versus Tiberino in the third match. For the best of series of the S Division title. You see, I Quit match with James Storm versus Gunner, Mr. Anderson versus Sam Shaw, and a committed match. I don't know. I'm thinking they probably will add one more match for this Sunday's pay per view. Let's see. Well, not that much. Well, I think that's pretty much it. But for the people that's thinking about the patiently waiting the all the results for the WFSO awards to pop up, just be patient with me. I'm a busy man, and I already know I put a couple of them out today on the WFSO profile. So I'm hopefully be done. If not next week, the following week I will be done with all the awards. So just please be patient with me on that. Also, I know something that got leaked out on a show this past Saturday on the Peter West show. Something got leaked out what wasn't supposed to be leaked out as of yet. But yes, WFSO Kansas State 2014 will happen. It'll be August 29th, but the location will be determined, and we will let y'all know about that on June 2nd edition of the WFSO Aftermath. So, I got a little bit planned for that, so hopefully that will go through. But anyways, don't forget to check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Check out our pages on YouTube. Well, just subscribe us on YouTube. Also, like us on Facebook, the WFSO Radio Network, and also the join our Wrestling Fans Speak Out group. Also, we're on Twitter, WFSO World. And I know we're probably going to try to set up Instagram soon. And subscribe to our videos on YouTube, and also we're on Google too, so look for us on Google. And as I mentioned, is y'all probably didn't hear, but it was 2 days ago from 2 years ago, our show debuted. But although we was on a different network, but it did debut two years ago around this time. Anything you want to add before we off the air?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Next week I'm gonna there's probably gonna be here and do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
school, what school? Yeah, we'll do that. Probably tomorrow.
No, I mean next week for the show.
Oh yeah, I'll be here.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm off of work all that week, so God, I might have them pancakes now. But, I am.
Libby!
Right. But yeah, I am going to do that. Don't forget, there's Hazel's show this Wednesday and every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central Time. And you don't have a subject yet that you're going to talk about.
When do I ever have a subject for my show?
Hey, sometimes you do. I don't know.
We're calling you Monday.
Thursday is the Smarks List. But, Aftermath. So thank you guys for listening. I had a